What a blessing to be here. Earlier this morning, Josh Allen, who shares a name with a common criminal, made a declaration. He says, "I am not a criminal. I have a declaration to make too. I'm David Barton. I'm not a preacher."
Praise God.
If we can make this work. How many are you familiar with the Gatlinburg Church of Christ? Most everybody. You know the story. November the 28th, the wildfire spread through Gatlinburg in a way that you cannot even begin to describe. Our building was burned to the ground. The building was burned to the ground, but the church is not dead. We're going to try to play a small video. This is an introduction to a Gospel Broadcasting Network video. They can walk up to that, what was that, church building, and to see nothing but ashes.
Yeah.
Was hard. It was heartbreaking.
And like one Sunday, we were in teaching our children, and the next day it was all gone.
It was not an easy task to understand that the building was gone.
Yeah.
I don't know how God's providence works, but I just know it works.
Absolutely.
And we will be stronger because of it.
That's just the building. The congregation is not dead.
That's right.
Amen.
Once is enough, I think. They can walk up to that. My topic this morning, much different from the rest of the speakers that have preceded and will follow. We're recipients of what the good brethren this morning have been talking about. Gatlinburg has been blessed since the fire in November beyond our imagination. We could not have even thought to ask for all that we have received from God's family, from the church. It started on that first Wednesday night after the fire. We met with the Sevierville Church. They welcomed us with open arms. We met on that first Wednesday. We met the following Sunday. We also met the next Wednesday. Brother John Daniels did something very special that night. He asked his song leader to lead us in the song, God's Family. It's one of my favorite. I've sung that song many a time, but I experienced that song that night in a way that I cannot describe. Listen to these words. We're part of a family that's been born again, part of a family whose love knows no end. For Jesus has saved us and made us his own. Now we're part of a family that's on its way home. And sometimes we laugh together. Sometimes we cry. Sometimes we share together heartaches and sighs. Sometimes we dream together of how it will be when we all get to heaven, God's family. Back up one. Yeah, I'll get there. That night on Wednesday at the Sevierville Church of Christ, our recovery began when we realized we were not alone. Within 2 weeks, we were able to rent a facility in Gatlinburg. Not because of the resources that we had, but because of the resources that God provided through his people. In less than 2 weeks, we had the resources to pay an annual rent on that building, saving us $1,000 a month in rent. The building is small. It's serving our purpose. I have a key that hangs on the pulpit, and I tell everybody that's our baptistry. It's the key to the Sevierville Church building. And hopefully we'll get to use that before we leave this building. This was our first service in the rented facility after the fire. This was 2 weeks to the day from the fire. The lesson title that day preached by Rod Rutherford was Lessons Learned from the Fire, and it brought tears to the eyes of people in the audience. There were 53 in attendance on that occasion. Many of them were visitors. Many of them offered in words of encouragement, prayer, that has sustained us through this process. We're continuing to have visitors. We had to go to two services. That auditorium will hold approximately 95, something in that range. We've had as high as 130 this year, this summer, because of the visitors. So we've gone to two services, and that's working well. Shortly after we met that first time, and we met on folding chairs, the church in Howe, Texas, which none of us had connections with, showed up with a trailer load of nice chairs, unsolicited, but they knew we had a need, and they stepped up to that need. And you can see some of the people that drove from Texas and came and helped to unload and to set up the church that we're meeting in now. We had folding chairs. We had nothing to use in our classrooms. We had folding chairs that was donated by the employer of one of our members. And we will continue to use these chairs and those previous chairs when we move them to our new building eventually, in fellowship rooms and in classrooms. They'll not go to waste. I like this slide. Those of you that know Gatlinburg know that we're an elderly congregation, but we're optimistic. The congregation has had its first childbirth in probably 15 years. And that poor child has 30 grandparents. We're excited. But because we are a tourist congregation, we have visitors that bring small children. We have to have a place for them. Brother Bob Burke and the Cleveland, Georgia congregation donated the toddler's chairs. We will put them to good use. As Brenda Rutherford in that soundbite said, we were in teaching our children one Sunday, and the next day it was all gone. The building burnt to the ground. Everything inside was gone. The classroom materials were gone. The lessons that our ladies had prepared over the years were gone. And the brethren at Carnes stepped up and provided us with classroom supplies, and that's just a small portion of them. We had songbooks. Our songbooks were gone. The Wheeler Hills congregation near Pikeville, the New Hope Road congregation in Dacula, Georgia, provided songbooks for us. We have coming, and I haven't seen this yet, and I'm looking forward to it, PowerPoints that match that songbook. That'll be a big help when we get into our new facility. The pulpit and the communion table came from the Double Springs Church in Cookeville. We didn't ask, they just showed up. We didn't have a stand. We didn't even have one like this. We were planning on going out and buying a small speaker stand. We didn't have to. The brethren showed up once again. Communion trays, they were all gone. The Oneida Church, along with the Gospel Advocate, provided us with communion trays. Sound system. GBN provided us with microphones and speakers. sweet lady from the Morrison Church, Jean Judkins, bought the actual controller system for us. We have a sound system that's adequate for our meeting place. The brethren stepped up. There were trailer truckloads of disaster relief supplies that came to Sevier County. The Seymour Church, the Smoky Mountain Church, in addition to the Sevierville Church, received a trailer truckload of supplies. They were all distributed to those who had need. We worked with Sevierville. You can see some of the people that came and helped unload that truck. It filled up their fellowship room to the ceiling. It was full. Because of that, we provided two roll-offs. The big one that stayed at the Sevierville Church, and then we moved one to the Gatlinburg old location. That gave us two distribution points to distribute the supplies that came from the disaster relief effort folks. They provided for the facility where we were meeting, they were provided a refrigerator and a microwave. We had three families that lost everything. It involved five of our adult members. Each one received an electric range, a refrigerator, and a microwave from the disaster relief effort. I can't tell you how many boxes of used clothing and shoes that came. A trailer came full. We were able to give that out over the course of 5 or 6 weeks. But a recommendation: if you're going to send used clothing, call first. Find out what the needs are. Most of us are retired. We didn't need quick starts. We were able to get to give them to those that did. But before you contact or send material, use material like that, contact the church and make sure it's clean. This is my favorite slide. Brethren, we had financial contributions from 39 states and 4 foreign countries. God did not zap our checking account with $1,900,000, but He did it one member at a time. We had some congregations that had special contributions that they sent the entire contribution to us. Those were sizable, but they represented individual members reaching out to care for the Gatlinburg congregation. My favorite, my wife and I were privileged to open probably 95% of the mail that came in. And my favorite was a handwritten note from a lady that described herself as a widow. She said as much, and she says, I don't have much, but I want to help. And inside that envelope was a crumpled up $10 bill. And brethren, that $10 is going to rebuild the Gatlinburg Church. We all know that wonderful story in the Bible. We don't know the biblical widow. We lost our widow's name as well in the shuffle. The first question that we're generally asked, well, did you have insurance? We did. We had $1,250,000. $1 million on the building, $250,000 on the content. That wasn't even anywhere close to enough. Just a recommendation, because my wife had to do it. Go back to your congregations and take an inventory If you ever have a disaster, you'll have to have one for your insurance company. That's down to how many pencils you have in the classrooms. They want to know that kind of stuff before they'll pay you. So if you don't have one, it's a good project. Something we learned in the process, the pews are not furniture. I always thought they were furniture. If they're attached to the building, they're part of the building. That was a surprise for us, so we learned something in the process. This is an interesting picture. I mentioned the documentary that GBN did and played that brief clip. Mark Teske and Roger Comstock came to Gatlinburg. Mark's been a good friend of the congregation for a long, long time. He asked if we would be interested in doing a documentary. Of course, we said we would. Let me just say that every time that documentary ran on GBN, money came in. The brethren responded to that message when they were told what had happened. Now, what's so interesting about that picture, and some of you know this, Rod Rutherford was our minister. Roger Comstock is now our minister. This is when most of us met Roger for the first time. Rod already knew him. And when we began to talk a little bit, Rod recommended him. I don't know, I know most of you have probably been through changes in preachers. Sometimes it goes very smoothly, sometimes it doesn't. Ours went very smoothly. Roger was recommended very highly by Rod Rutherford, and we're gracious and grateful for that, and appreciate Rod for doing that. Christian Chronicle also provided coverage. Wildlife's destroy their building, but not their spirit. Lives lost, church building destroyed in Tennessee wildfires. Brethren, the more the word went out, the more the Lord's people turned up in response. We could not have imagined what all that we would receive. The prayers, the concerns, the financial support was overwhelming. Sometimes an opportunity like this gives us a chance to carry out God's work. Benevolence is a part of the work of the church. Because we had been blessed by God in so many ways, we reached out during the early days of the fire when people were hurting and helped others. We had three families that lost their homes that were members of the Gatlinburg Church. It involved five of our adult members. They were our first priority. We provided them when the boxes of disaster relief came in. As soon as they came in, they were available. We started the day after the fire providing our members with financial assistance, and we provided them with more than $150,000. We had nine families that we chose, that people that we knew that had lost everything and were out of work because you couldn't get into Gatlinburg to go to work. We provided them with disaster relief supplies and more than $32,000 in cash. Many others that just showed up, we helped as best we could. We provided the down payment on a vehicle for a young family that lost their home and all of their vehicles. We provided medical assistance to those that had need. And while all this was going on, we had to clean up the building site. We were able to do that, and because of the generosity of the church, of the brethren, we had finances to negotiate a better price. Our radio station was housed in the old building. It burned. All of the equipment burned. Thanks to the good folks at GBN, we were back on the air. Thanks to Merrill and Becky Austin, the radio station is now on. They're sitting on their property. It's 300 feet higher in elevation. and it has a much bigger signal going out to Sevier County. To me, that's amazing. I'm out of time. Tim Berry and Tim Mendenhall spent 3 hours working on our tower. Tim Mendenhall spent that 3 hours at the top of our 85-foot tower. That's the new building design. We're in the process of negotiating. We hope to have a firm quote and sign a contract in the very near future. Our time's up. Thank you.